Almost 2 million people have been warned to evacuate as Hurricane Florence targets the Carolinas. But are they going? AP correspondent Rita Foley.
Some are and some aren't.
Me and my family, we're going to try to ride this thing out.
We did stay with the last hurricane that came through. We stayed in the house and it got kind of scary at times. So it's the unknown
that we're worried about. And not knowing what's coming and when it'll come and how it'll come.
Hopefully go back and find our homes still intact.
The Wrightsville Beach, North Carolina police chief warned those who are defying an evacuation order to give him their next of kin information because he said nobody will rescue them at the height of the storm. I'm Rita Foley.
And the director of the National Hurricane Center, Ken Graham, says the storm's forward has slowed significantly, meaning the region will experience more rain and higher storm surge.
It's just absolutely amazing how slow the system is going, and that's going to compound some of the issues that we have. And that's what we've been talking about, the slowness continuing to have these impacts.
As Florence approaches the East Coast, U.S. President Trump is picking a fresh fight over last year's response to Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
The president's rejecting the official conclusion that the storm killed nearly 3,000 people on the U.S. territory, saying the revised death toll is a plot by Democrats trying to make him look bad. Puerto Rico's governor last month raised the official toll after an independent study found the original number of 64 was severely low.
Las víctimas de Puerto Rico.
Governor Ricardo Rosselló says in a Facebook post, Puerto Ricans do not deserve to be questioned about their pain. While Trump has praised the governor, he's feuded with San Juan's mayor, who calls his tweets delusional and vain. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And this is VOA News. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions instructed Department of Justice lawyers